In Mark's Gospel, we hear about a man who is driving out demons in Jesus' name. Now that is a good thing, right? Delivering someone from the power of the evil one by the name of Jesus Christ. The trouble was, he was not a disciple of Jesus Christ. And the disciples seem to be upset about this. They tell him to stop because he is not one of us. Listen again to Jesus' reply. Do not stop him. No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Whoever is not against us is for us. That's an important teaching of our Lord. Sometimes our God is too small. Many think that only disciples of Jesus Christ can do great things for God. And Christians down through the ages have done amazing things through the power of the Lord working through them. They have transformed the world in profound ways. But some Christians look down on non-believers. They are heathens. They are under the influence of the evil one, maybe. They certainly don't have the power of the Holy Spirit living within them, so the good that they might accomplish is limited. And many non-believers do horrible things. But Jesus is teaching us that God can and does work great good through those who are not Christians. Our God is a cosmic God. He is working through Christians and non-Christians alike to accomplish His purposes in this world. This man driving out demons was not a Christian. But God was using him to do great things for those who were demon-possessed. All over the world, non-believers are doing great things for God, probably without even knowing that it is God's will working through them. Bill and Melinda Gates have set up a foundation with their vast wealth. It's the largest private foundation in America. And they are doing amazing transformational work through that foundation. Now, I don't believe that Bill and Melinda Gates are Christians. But I do believe that God is using them to make the world a better place. Their foundation seeks to empower the poorest in the world, especially women and children. They combat infectious diseases, especially those that affect the poorest. And through their work, many countries have eradicated malaria and polio. They have made great strides in combating HIV around the world. They strive to combat climate change and advocate for clean energy. They also seek to inspire people to take action to change the world. Bill and Melinda Gates may not be Christians, but I have no doubt that God is blessing their work because it is in line with the work of the kingdom of God. You see, Jesus is not just concerned about his disciples. He came to save the whole world. He's concerned not just with what's troubling our hearts, but he also cares about what's troubling the world. When we work on the world's problems, when we think big and tackle the challenges posed by systematic injustice, we are signaling Jesus' larger cosmic global concerns. If we're not in some way mixing it up with the forces of evil in this world, Maybe we're not doing the full ministry that Jesus desires. So we have the large good that this man driving out demons is doing. And then Jesus quickly and surprisingly turns to small acts of kindness. Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to Christ, will certainly not lose his reward." Giving a cup of water to the thirsty. It's a small act of kindness, but an important one. I read this week about a group of Christian ladies who bake cookies for inmates. They take chocolate chip cookies to young men at a youth correctional facility near them. Whenever one of the inmates has a birthday, they give him a little batch of cookies tied with a bow. One of these women said, "I have seen huge, hulking young men fall to the floor in tears when we give them these cookies. For some, it's the first birthday present anyone has ever given them. It's a little thing, but it's something that can mean a lot, and it's something we can do." Now, some people are working on larger justice issues of prison reform, while others are doing small acts of love in the name of Jesus Christ for inmates. Both are important. And we can all do small acts of kindness. We can feed the homeless. We can write letters to inmates. We can cook a meal for someone who needs one. Or just listen with compassion to a friend who is hurting. Small acts of kindness in the name of Jesus Christ are a powerful witness to the love of God. The Christmas boxes that we prepare for Operation Christmas Child, those are small acts of kindness. But when a child receives them, it can be something that can change their lives because it is given in the name and in the love of God through Jesus Christ. I believe the best ministries combine both large and small acts of love. I love the Family Promise ministry we are part of. We do the small things like providing lodging and food and a listening ear if they want to share their concerns. But the ministry also works hard to provide the support and guidance they need to help them get back on their feet and never be homeless again. World Vision is another great example of this. It provides the basics of food and clean water, but this ministry also works to provide education and the resources to lift people out of poverty for the long haul. I also read this week about a ministry called Rise Against Hunger. This ministry encourages and enables churches to pack small bags of food, small bags of rice and beans and seasoning, that can be distributed to the hungry in developing countries. But like World Vision, they also help the poor to become self-sufficient and able to feed themselves. God is working in this world more than we'll ever realize. He wants to help the poorest of the poor. He desires that diseases be controlled or eradicated. He wants clean water for his people. He seeks to empower the weak and the disenfranchised. And he uses all kinds of people to do his work. Good works, both large and small, done by Christians and non-Christians alike. We have the great privilege of being part of God's kingdom work. Some of us can work on larger justice issues that are all around us. But all of us can do simple acts of kindness that show the love of Jesus Christ. But remember, the one thing that only we can offer to a hurting, dying world is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know the truth. We know that God has entered the world through Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus suffered and died so that we can live forever. We know that Jesus took our sins upon Himself on the cross so that we could be set free and be made right with God. We have the great good news of the love of God in Jesus Christ. With all the good that we can do, both large and small, the greatest good is to share the message, the good news of salvation, with a world that desperately needs to hear it. Would you join me in prayer? Thank you, Lord, that you have called us and enabled each of us to do good works, the good works of your kingdom. Please show us what we can do to bring your love more fully into this world, to combat the large issues of injustice, or simply to do small acts of kindness and compassion. But help us also to understand that we are not alone, that there are people all over this world who are doing your work, maybe without even knowing it, and that you are empowering them to do it. We are so thankful that you are bringing your love more fully into this world. Lord, help us to realize that the unique message, the unique help that we can give, is to share the good news of your love in Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.